Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is, in fact, the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Welcome to the 24th day of July, 2023. Those of you who are waiting for the great Wayne Allen Root, well, Wayne has the week off, so you get me, Lee Elsie, yours truly. More about me, LeeElsie.com. Check that out. Like the Facebook page, The Voice of Freedom. And again, email me at Will. I'll do my best to get back to you as best we can. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. What he does is absolutely unbelievable behind the scenes, making everything go. Without him, again, we'd have nothing but static over these great airwaves from one end of the country to the other. Again, Lindell TV, that'll happen in exactly 60 minutes. So if you've ever wanted to see a gander at what yours truly looks like, well, you can just tune on to Real Frank TV and check that out. I'll be in right here in the studio, the state-of-the-art full-power radio studios here in Connecticut, again, broadcasting out to the entire country. We'll have a couple of guests in this show in the next couple of hours. Stephen Bucci, who's a regular here, actually, you'll have him on as just a radio, and then a little bit later on, we'll have Thomas Kranewitter, who is a professor, fantastic, just a fantastic mind, a scholar, and I'm going to pick his brain about a number of different things, but getting a chance to hear him, and that'll be in the second hour, at the bottom of the second hour. It's must-listen-to radio/television when Thomas Kranewitter joins me, so that's coming up in and around the corner. I got to tell you guys real quick, so it's been one of those, I don't know, months, years maybe, and everything that I seem to touch turns into a disaster. So today's actually my wife's birthday, and Wednesday is actually our anniversary, if in fact we make it to Wednesday, because she may kick me out after what happened today. There's a outside chance of that happening. So we have this amazing sponsor to my radio show in the morning. Joe the Gutter Guy. And Joe the Gutter Guy gets up there on the roof. He cleans out the gutters, does all that great stuff. And he's just spectacular at what he does. And he said, you know what? Let me come over, take care of your gutters. And I'm like, that's great. Kind of counts as a birthday present for my wife. So get the Joe the Gutter Guy over. And I get home. And he's up on the roof cleaning the gutters. Now, earlier in the day, he had sent me a text saying, hey, can we use your hoses or your water faucets to clean everything out. Of course. You know, we got two outside hoses, one on the front, one on the back. Not a Neanderthal. So I'm, you know, home. I talk to him. He's up on the roof. He's doing a great job throwing all the garbage and the leaves and the crap on the ground, cleaning it out. And I get up into my office because I know I got a show here to do. So I start, this is about 2 o'clock this afternoon, my time, Eastern time. And he's up on the roof, making noise and throwing stuff off and all that stuff. Got ladders everywhere. And then he moves to the front. He was in the back of the house. Then he moves to the front of the house to, well, I guess he cleaned out all the gutters. Then what he does is he goes back with the hoses and he cleans them out again with the hose. So he cleans out the front, with the front hose, the front faucet. And he goes around to the back. And I'm just sitting there. I'm reading stuff. I'm reading stories on Hunter Biden. I'm looking through different things. What are we going to talk about tonight? What are we going to start the show off with tonight? And then he gets to the back, connects his hose, starts cleaning the gutters in the back. you know, or whatever the sound water makes, I can't do. And I'm sitting there, and I don't know, maybe 3 minutes pass. And like a bolt of lightning, it hits me that the back faucet to the back of the house, right, that particular faucet, it ruptured in the winter. And we had a flood in the basement. Like when you turn the water on, half of the water came out, and then the other half went in the basement. And I completely forgot about that. And we haven't fixed it because we hadn't used that back faucet. So I'm sitting there, my la-di-da, la-di-da, doing this, doing that. And then like a bolt of lightning, man, it hits me. And I'm eyes wide open. And I'm like, no. And I sprinted downstairs, just hoping against hope that it wasn't true. There wasn't water in the basement. But no such luck. So this great businessman, I have to sprint outside, literally slide like a superhero underneath two of his ladders. I'm soaking wet outside because the water's coming down off the roof. And I shut the water off. And he's like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was like, you don't even know what's going on. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, this faucet is ruptured. It's a disaster. The basement is flooded. And he's like, oh, he's so apologetic. He's not his fault, it's my fault. 1,000% my fault. 100% my fault. So I spent the last, my wife was out doing shopping. And I spent from 2 o'clock my time, actually earlier than that, like the last 3 hours, water, the vac, I had the HVAC downstairs, moving the carpets that are wrecked, throwing them outside. Everything is soaking because it comes right in through the ceiling. My wife's got a ton of clothes ruined, so I had to call the wife and I got good news and I got a little bit of bad news. The good news is that I have gutters look great, they're fantastic. Gutters are great, clean as a whistle, man. I'll tell you. Because we had like a tree, I had two trees growing in the gutters for a while. Again, we live in the woods, so things have to get up there. But I don't go up in the ladder because I'm scared. And so I said, yeah, that's good news. Bad news is, And then as soon as I started to tell her the story, she realized what was going on because we hadn't fixed it. So it was a colossal. Today's been a somewhat of a colossal disaster. So. Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly how I feel. that code sides with a week where I almost gave my, and I'm telling this maybe to the second time to my audience here in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island, who heard me talk about this morning, but I literally almost gave myself a heart attack yesterday. I got so mad at something that I thought was so stupid that somebody had the way that they had phrased it, it just made me so angry that I threw my phone about 100 feet. And that's why I would invest in OuterBox, the iPhone protector, because there's no reason this iPhone that I have right now should be working. And it actually fell in water today, too, but it's still working as of right now. But I almost gave myself a heart attack. So I actually got up today, or yesterday, I made this decision. I said, listen, moving forward, because I have a little bit of an anger issue, right? Like there are in this building where we have like 6 or 7 radio stations, time will stop at times when I start to get a little bit out of control and yell and scream about certain things. And then there are moments where I really, really get upset. Well, this was like 10 times. Like literally I had to sit down yesterday and catch my breath and say, holy, what are you doing? You're going to kill yourself. So I don't want to kill myself with a heart attack. And so I made the decision yesterday that I was going to try to calm down. Like, and it's almost like God is like testing me on day one. Don't test me, God, on day one. Please. I mean, you know, it's like asking an alcoholic, putting a couple of scotch and sodas in front of him and say you can't drink it. Well, you're trying to make me not get mad and you're having water in my basement. And a wife who's incredibly disappointed with me. Everything I touch when it comes to housing projects or outdoor stuff or like landscaping is a colossal disaster. It is just a nightmare. What's that?
Hey, Lee, I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
Has Sloan Kettering called you to help cheer up the oncology patients over there? I mean, you're really like, I'm ready to just have this great week because of you right now. You inspire, me wanting to start shaving with a shotgun. Yeah.
Wait, this is the kind of story, Chris. Right? This is the kind of story that people are out there right now driving or wherever they might be are saying, thank God I'm not him. So they feel good about this story. They're like, oh, my God, he's such a klutzy moron.
Run for president. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. If I liked cocaine and liked to sniff young girls' hair, I'd be in. I'd be shooing to be the president of the United States.
Bobby, what's going on, man? I mean,
So
you talk to the wife, so, today's her birthday, right?
Yeah, happy birthday.
You just take her out to a good meal tonight and relax. That's all.
Well, my tonight and your tonight's different. When I leave here, it's 9 o'clock. Where am I going?
Take her to the city. Get her over to the city. What's the problem?
I got to work tomorrow, man.
Do it like on the ISDN or something. Oh, yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. Figure it out.
All right,
just trying to help.
All right, appreciate that. His name is Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas. He's got a Dear Abby Calvin that comes out once in a while. In some Dallas newspapers. All right, listen, we'll take a short break. That's the music that's playing. Like I said, bottom of the hour, we'll hear from our friend Stephen Bucci. Next hour, Thomas Kranewitter, when we're on, again, the Lindale TV, and he's going to be fabulous. You're going to love that guy, I'm telling you. If you haven't heard him, tune in for that. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You want to email me, leelsieradio@gmail.com. I'll come back. I'm going to talk Founding Fathers next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to spikewarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's spikewarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A Trump-like rally in Vegas, except this is a two-day event. I call it Woodstock for conservatives. It's almost sold out, so you need to reserve your tickets now. General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark present the Reawaken America Tour live from Vegas. The event takes place Friday, August 25th, and Saturday, August 26th, at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas, inside a newly constructed air-conditioned amphitheater. Use promo code WAR to get the best price on tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Listen to this lineup. Wayne Allyn, Roseanne, General Michael Flynn, Alex Jones, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, and Mike Lindell. I'll be giving main stage speeches on both Friday and Saturday night and two book signings. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com or by texting 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. Just tell them WAR sent you.
I thought you were going to play me row your boat or something like that.
Don't worry, be happy.
I should actually try to pay attention to this.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Facebook blood.
Be happy.
My wife is so
in every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't
my
worry.
Name is Lee. I'll see you.
Hey, is it true? Is it true? Yes. They sent down one of those subs down to your basement and they didn't come back?
Too soon.
Too soon?
All right,
hold on, Jack. That's just the water heater.
I'll do this later on. I'll do the Founding Fathers later. Let me just share a couple of things of note. There was, I guess, a body was found, dead body recovered near the Martha Vineyard Estate, Obama's Martha's Vineyard Estate. And Christopher sent me this story. A couple other folks have sent me this story, only because Christopher wants to play the drop. He slept with the fishes, but I don't know if he has that ready yet. Maybe he does. There it is. poor guy. I mean, who knows what happened to him? Apparently, he drowned right near the Martha's Vineyard estate. So, I don't know. We'll see if Obama has anything to do with that. All right, here's the, how much time do we have? We got just a couple minutes. 3 minutes is not a lot of time. I mean, that's not a lot of time in talk radio. There is an alien craft that could have caused the more bizarre rock on Mars. I kind of like this stuff. This kind of talk is interesting to me. But there's a weird-shaped rock that has everybody freaking out up on Mars. And now they're saying, well, maybe an alien, some kind of an alien species, they formulated that rock or formed that rock, and now we're getting the picture of it. Of course it was somebody else. We know now that there are... We've been visited by intelligent or some... Yeah, of course it's intelligent life, but it's coming here. But we've been visited. Why wouldn't they go to Mars? They stop at Mars. It's like a rest area. All right? You stop at Mars, you know, you get a soda, you fill up, you head on up to Earth. Bang. Right? It's really that simple. I mean, you go get like a Clark bar or something like that. You get like a $7 soda.
Chunky Monkey.
You back on that. Yeah, you get the Chunky Monkey Ben and Jerry's. It's like $11. You know, those, and those, by the way, those rest areas, talk about gouging. Jesus. I was at a rest area the other day, though, on my way to, I was going up to Saratoga, New York. I was on my way to Saratoga, and we stopped to get, and there was this coffee at this Sunoco. And there was, it had to have crack in that coffee. It was so good. It was the best coffee I think I ever had in my life. Like, I would drive, it's like a 3.5 hour drive, and that Sunoco was about 2.5 hours from my house. I might drive just to have that coffee again. It was spectacular. I don't even know what was in it. But it was something. It was something special. It certainly was something special. By the way, shipping containers are now being used for the homeless folks in San Diego. So they're taking old shipping containers and flipping them. And turning them into, I guess that's a good thing. I'm not going to complain about that. I mean, they have so many homeless people, and they've wrecked California. I mean, California is an absolute disaster. And Gavin Newsom probably, Wayne was talking about this the other night. I actually have been saying Michelle Obama for president, not that I want her for president, but I think she's going to run in some way, shape, or form. Biden, not, I don't want to say drops dead, but he pulls out, gets sick, whatever it is. I mean, Gavin Newsom, it's, I mean, California is a mess. Why would anybody vote for him? More homeless than anywhere else. Huge budget deficits. It's a joke. All right. Well, listen. Again, we've kind of been messing around the first half hour. Now, we're going to get serious. We're going to turn this thing around, turn this ship around before it does hit the iceberg. And the USA Network says, calls up Chris and says, get this guy off. He's done. But we'll come back. Stephen Bucci. We'll come back with Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. He is a smart cookie. I have him a lot, and I do like talking to him. We'll bounce some military stuff off him. And then a little later on, we'll flip the switch. We've got Thomas Krennewitter coming on as well. That guy's fantastic. Keep it right here. Don't move. It's the USA Audio Network.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son Hunter.
I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same.
That's what Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Monday. Her statement was in response to allegations claiming a Ukrainian energy executive paid millions in bribes to Biden and his son during the president's time in the Obama administration. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released a document last week which details an FBI source's conversations with Ukrainian energy executives. The allegations have been at the center of House Republicans' investigation. The IRS is ending surprise visits to taxpayers. The agency says it's looking to enhance safety measures and help ease confusion among taxpayers. Revenue officers typically visit homes and businesses to collect unpaid taxes, according to the IRS, but now it'll be scheduled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. We're going to get him at least twice this week, today, right now, and then tomorrow night on Lindell TV. But Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is joining us, and you can follow him on Twitter at SBucci, but it's not called Twitter anymore. It's X, I guess, or something like that. You can find him on there, SBucci on X. So we're going to talk to you a couple of nights in a row here on the USA Audio Network. So first, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. And let's start with the defection of the U.S. soldier to North Korea. What do you make of this?
I think this is just a simple case of a young kid who's got himself in a bunch of trouble, and he just made a bad young kid decision that, well, the way I'm going to handle this is I'll just run away, go up to North Korea so nobody can throw me in jail again. And he did. I don't think this is a national security thing. This isn't some crisis of international relations. You know, speaking as a military guy, you always have that one kid in your unit who is everything he does seems to be wrong. And from the little bit we know of this kid's record and performance, he was that kid. And, you know, he got in a fight with a Korean, got charged with assault, spent some time in a Korean jail. They turned him back over to the military authorities so they could send him home, most likely to be processed and discharged. And this kid decided he was going to run away instead. And now, you know, we got this big flap, but, you know, this is one of those ones where you go, hey, bud, you made your bed. Maybe you should lie in it. But I'm guessing they won't do that. They'll say, well, his parents are voters, and, you know, we have a responsibility to get him back. We have a responsibility to get people back if they get caught doing their job or the bad guys come over the line and get them. This kid ran over there.
Right.
You know, how is that America's responsibility? But, you know, for all the folks out there thinking, gee, what a heartless guy. Like, yeah, I can just see his company commander and first sergeant having this chat after they got the news that he did that and just rolling their eyes.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. The Times of Israel is reporting, wake up, Israel. Civil war is on its way. What kind of civil war, Stephen?
This is a result of all the demonstrations and the so-called protests that have been going on since Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement that he was going to try and reform the judiciary and change up their system. To my knowledge, everything he was doing was legal in their system. It wasn't like he was breaking their constitution, but a lot of people didn't like it. So there's it's not typical. This kind of demonstration, this sort of threat to their constitutional system is not going on all the time. But there is always a robust and sometimes very vehement amount of political give and take in that country. They're a democracy, and their system allows for a lot of debate. You know, their governments break down. They have a parliamentary kind of system. They have to, you know, stand for new elections. It's not like it's a uniform system whatsoever. And by the way, the Muslim and Arab citizens of Israel get to vote and get to have representatives in their parliament, which last time I checked, none of the Muslim countries in the world allowed Jews to have their own parties and have members in their parliaments. But everybody thinks Israel the bad guys. So I hope this doesn't cause a civil war in Israel. They can keep having the same sort of 50-50 sort of split in the country that exists most of the time, not unlike our own. And it's a pain if your guy is in office and you want him to do something and this stops him, or you think it's the best thing in the world if your guy is out of office and you don't like what the guy in office is doing. It's like our system there, except with the parliamentary type of setup, it's more volatile. They don't have to wait 4 years to start dumping on each other. They just do it right then and hopefully change the government immediately. That's the way their system works.
But we talk about civil war here as almost a throwaway line. Oh, we're heading towards the civil war, knowing that we probably are not. Obviously, it's mostly political. When they say civil war, are they talking about blood in the streets, or are they talking about a political civil war?
I think there's probably some people who think, oh, my gosh, this is going to lead to blood in the streets. I don't think it will. I think the Israelis in general understand that while they have a lot of very diverse political positions and beliefs in that country, that if they get too froggy with one another, they put themselves at risk to get attacked and annihilated by their neighbors. And that survival instinct, I believe, will keep the Israeli people together. They may be sitting there with, you know, a liberal party person, a conservative party person right next to each other in the foxhole fighting against some neighbor country's invading army. But I, you know, they'll still disagree with one another. I grew up in New York. You know, going to Israel is like going to New York on steroids. Everybody's excited and talking at the top of their lungs. Their arms are waving around. It's not just the Italians. It's not just the Jews. It's the Polish and the Spanish and everybody else that lives there. And that's the way Israel, that's the way they do it. It is a very, very robust democracy, which leads to people getting really excited about stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think diverse opinion and friction is the fuel of democracy, you think it's okay. If you have some strange idea that anybody who disagrees with you is clearly evil and bad and needs to be shut up, regardless of which end of the spectrum you live on, then you don't like that. You think that's terrible. I tend to fall in the first category.
The health-related issues with Netanyahu, weak heart, et cetera, does that feed into that fire or no?
It feeds into it in that if someone in a parliamentary system like in Israel, like in the U.K., if somebody shows weakness, whether it's political weakness, physical weakness, there's more of a target on them from the other party to try and say, well, they're not capable of serving. They need to be pushed out. You know, if somebody like Joe Biden was the prime minister of England or the prime minister of Israel, they'd have been gone a long time ago because of all the missteps, the falling down, the not being able to put sentences together, touching little girls, all the nutty things that Joe does all the time.
Right.
In our system, you know, unless his cabinet is willing to invoke the 25th Amendment, he's got at least the 4 years.
Right.
And whereas in a parliamentary system, you do stuff like that, you could be gone in the next week. So it's a much more volatile system there. So Netanyahu's health problems right now, yeah, it doesn't help him. If you want to stay in office in Israel, you have to exude control and power and, you know, enough to stir up your supporters to stay with you in the Knesset. Because if they don't, then, the government's going to break up. And Israel, mostly, they got a lot of parties.
Mm.
So every government I think they've ever had has been a coalition of different parties. And that's why they, it's such a pain in the neck to keep a government together.
Switching from that, now I think we may have touched on this a little bit last week, but let me ask you again, maybe you can be a little bit more specific with the details, but we're sending cluster munitions to the Ukrainians. What exactly is a cluster munition?
It is a device. Sometimes they're artillery shells. Sometimes they're rockets that go out of our multiple rocket launchers. They can be dropped from aircraft. They've got a whole family of them. But you drop a device or shoot a device, and then before it actually impacts with anything, it opens up, and a whole bunch of smaller devices come out of that. So if you're shooting at a target of a bunch of enemy tanks out in a big field, instead of one bomb coming in and blowing up, making one big hole, it opens up, a whole bunch of them break loose and are designed to spread so that when it hits, you get, 100 explosions go on, smaller explosions, but depending on the target, enough to do incredible damage to the enemy. So it's like sort of a shotgun shell on steroids, except it's explosive, not just a projectile, but a projectile that explodes. They are particularly effective when your enemy is spread out over an area, when they're moving not in a file, not going down the road, but spread out across open terrain. We use them in Afghanistan during the war against the Taliban in their trench line positions as we were advancing with, you know, the Northern Alliance guys on horses being advised by the Special Forces guys. That was a way that we, even the fact that they had tanks and artillery and our guys were on horseback, we used cluster munitions. And I remember being in Chicago with Secretary Rumsfeld. This is, you know, early in the war. And a reporter said, well, Mr. Secretary, can you tell us why we're dropping cluster munitions on Taliban trench lines? And Rumsfeld looked at him, kind of tilted his head, and all of the Pentagon reporters kind of like moved away from this guy. And Rumsfeld goes, because we're trying to kill them. And the guy just looked like stricken. I was, ooh, that's terrible. And Rumsfeld said, look, we prefer they surrender.
Right.
But if they don't, we're going to kill them. And this is a very efficient way to do it. If you want the non-technical answer, cluster munitions are a really effective way, an efficient way to kill your enemies in larger doses, which seems kind of applicable to the Ukrainians trying to protect their country from a bunch of Russians who invaded them.
All right, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We will hear from him again tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, here on the USA Audio Network, where we'll team up with him for Lindell TV to talk a little bit more about some of the issues with the military and things going on around the world. Thank you, Stephen. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What? Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement?
and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
All right, welcome back as we are doing things behind the scenes, trying to launch space shuttles. I'm just so technically inept, man. I'm working on it. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, we'll be on with Lindell TV in just a bit. My name again is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root for the entire week. Of course, here on the USA Audio Network. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, making it go. I wanted to talk about just... I was talking about this a little bit this morning, just real quick. Today, it may seem impossible to imagine the U.S. government without its two leading political parties, Democrats and Republicans. But in 1787, when delegates to the Constitutional Convention gathered in Philadelphia to hash out the foundations of a new government, they entirely omitted political parties from the new nation's founding document. And that wasn't an accident. The framers of the Constitution desperately now wanted to avoid the divisions that had ripped through England apart in these bloody civil wars of the 17th century. So many of them saw parties or factions, as they call them, as corrupt relics of that whole British system. And they wanted to discard that in favor of a truly democratic government. Now, it was not... here's the thing. George Washington and his family, they actually fled England precisely to avoid the civil wars that were there. Alexander Hamilton once called political parties the most fatal disease of popular government. But Thomas Jefferson, who was serving as a diplomat in a post in France actually during the Constitutional Convention, believed it was a mistake not to provide for different political parties in the new government. Men, by their constitutions, are naturally divided into two parties. That's going to happen anyway. We're talking at length about this. Like, what would it be like if there were no parties? If you just elected people, no R, no D, just elected them and sort of let it run its course, eventually they're going to seek out people who think like them. That's just inevitable, right? That's going to happen. But if we could ever figure out a way where we took away some of that word I'm looking for is like this idea where you are beholden to a party even though you don't believe in what they're preaching, I think we'd be way better off. And when Washington stepped aside as president in 1796, he memorably warned in his farewell address of a divisive influence of factions and fractions on working on democracy and breaking it down, the common and constitutional mischief, he called it, of the spirit of the party. And they're sufficient to make the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it. In other words, he didn't like parties. And he thought the parties could actually be what tear us down eventually. He had stayed for a second term only to keep the two parties from warring with each other, which is a true fact. He didn't want to serve another 4 years. He did. He was afraid of what he called disunion, that if parties flourished and they kept fighting each other, that the union would eventually break up. Don't you feel like right now that we are not close to breaking up, but man, we've never been this divided. Never. And though the parties were, at least back in the day, parties identified and their identities and regional identifications would shift greatly over time. The two-party system as we know it today had actually fallen into place by 1860. And even as the nation stood poised on the brink of the bloodiest war we've ever had, the Civil War, and Washington and the Founding Fathers had desperately wanted to avoid all of that. And here we are. All these years later, again, at each other's throats. And, you know, maybe it's not as different now as it once was. Maybe it's just we have this ability to have the multimedia factors of this, like your 24/7 constant barrage of news over and over and over again. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe it's the media. I mean, I do know you can get some of the old-time politicians who say, well, it's very different now, so I'd have to respect what they had to say. I mean, they were able to actually talk about things 20, 30, 40 years ago and then go out and have a drink afterwards and figure it out. They didn't hate each other. Now there's just nothing but hate from start to finish. All right, we'll see if we can't get Lindell TV up and operational. We'll come right back. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.